This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Refusal is in the press release that we will give to you.
Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Jeff Sessions says that he is going to recuse himself in the matters that deal with the Trump campaign, i.e., if there's any investigation. An independent investigation into the matter of Russia and their involvement in the election. By the way, I think this is just a big head fake. Because if you notice, he says, I'm going to recuse myself from any investigation having to do with Russia. Well, if we never do an investigation, that doesn't really matter. This is all just nothing, really nothing. But every single day, the media comes up with something. Look, I saw this in my stack here, and I never got to the story. This is from Thursday, February 16th, okay? This is an op-ed piece by Daniel Henninger, who just hates Trump. He's a big never Trumper. And the heading of this, is this Trump's Watergate, right? And it goes on to talk about Watergate, the days of Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein and Deep Throat. And you know what he's referring to? He's referring to Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn. And my point about bringing this up, oh, by the way, and just so you know, Mike Flynn was basically fired for having conversations with this same ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. And then this article is like, what did President know and what did President Trump know and when did he know it? Is this his Watergate? This is 2 weeks ago? That was it. This is gonna sink him. Trump thing, the Flynn deal was gonna sink him. It's over. Done. And now, Jeff Sessions. What did he know? When did he know it? What did he do? Everybody's freaking out around Washington, smelling bud. But you know what really? I'm not, doesn't surprise me that Democrats are doing this and that the media is doing this. But what really sucks is the Republican Party. You know, you've got idiot from Utah, what's his name, Chaffetz, saying that there should be an independent investigation. Let's waste more money. Independent investigation of what? That Jeff Sessions met with the Soviet ambassador? Really? Wow, big news. Jeff Sessions went to work.
You know, Jeff Sessions was at work today.
This is fake news, dude. Fake news. That's all it is. Fake news. All right, I'm going to go to the phones here. I've got Chris calling me from Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Chris, how are you? Thanks for calling the show.
Ed, how are you?
What's happening?
Hey, I wanted to know, you know, after that awesome speech and everything, and everybody's got to be sick and tired of Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer. So it's Chucky. Like, why? I don't understand why the responses to this crap aren't more forceful. Why can't they just say, hey, you know what? Just say it to the reporters, say it to the press, to their face. Hey, you know what? Go pound sand. This is nothing. Why is Jeff Sessions sucking up at all? Why?
Well, if you notice his statement, he says, okay, he says, well, I'm going to recuse myself if we do any investigations having to do with Russia. But there isn't going to be an investigation. So it's
stupid, though. Why can't stupid. You just say... This whole thing is stupid. Why can't they come out and just say that? This is absolutely ridiculous. We're not even going to respond to your ridiculous assertions.
Why can't they
just do that?
You know why? Because they're playing the game. I've met Jeff Sessions, and he's just he's the nicest guy, and he just he's been in Washington so long. They're just playing the Washington game.
It's the Washington game.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Gotcha.
That's what it is. And you know that this is just being done to try to mitigate that amazing speech that he gave. It's not a coincidence, Chris. I mean, come on. Really?
Right.
It's obvious.
Well, Nancy Pelosi, did you remember the first thing she said? She didn't. It went from that he should resign to he should recuse. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Okay. Because I think what happened was...
Settle. They had to back
right,
up, right?
I think she realized, everybody would have to resign.
Kind of ridiculous, yeah. I just can't believe, man. I'm just so sick. I'm so tired of looking at that hag. I'm sorry.
Imagine, Chris, what her husband feels like, okay?
I don't care about her husband. But yeah, I agree. Well, when is she up for when is she up?
I think they just had an election in San, if I'm not mistaken, I think in San Francisco she just won. I think
you have to forgive me. She's a senator, right? Or she's Congress.
Yes.
She's Congress.
Wait a minute. Yeah, she's Congress. She's a congressman.
Good. What about Schumer? He's a senator, isn't he?
Yes, he's a senator.
All right, so we got to put up with him.
Yeah, but listen, she's not going anywhere, dude. It's San Francisco, bro. I mean, she's not going to go anywhere.
I can't believe it. I'm just really, really... anyway, Trump gave him... You know, the thing with Trump, when he gave that speech, the first thing I did, I was watching CNN, and... I was like, what is this reaction? You know, but they're saying nice things about him. The first thing I thought was, this has got to be a ploy. There's something, I don't trust this reaction. And then, you know, you looked around and sure enough, it was actually sincere and genuine what they were saying. It's just it's like, who could have pulled that off? A speech like that to unify to the point where the CNN actually, to where Van Jones himself, actually had to say something nice.
You're watching CNN now. You see that? It's a comic relief, right?
Well, I mean, Van Jones was like, well, he's a blithering idiot, but now he's our president tonight.
Right. I know.
This is Van Jones. And then another thing that's making me mad, this is Valerie Jarrett. Anyway, I'm just taking over the show here. I'm sorry. Valerie Jarrett moving into Obama's house.
It's a very strange situation. Chris, I got to run, but you take care of those dogs. Stop giving them all the green beans, okay? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
An idle mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, lest he make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous. You've been kidnapped by The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. I'm going to go right to the phone. So we've got Luis calling from Miami. Hey, Luis, how are you? Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Hey, so sure. It seems like it's pretty obvious that the MO of the Democrat Party and the liberal media is to anytime Trump energizes the base, they have something to follow up and to deflate Trump's base and so on and so forth. I don't know if you agree or disagree with that. I think it's pretty obvious. But
no, actually, I agree with your point, although I will disagree on one aspect of what you said. It's not just the base this time. I think he is actually energizing not just the base. I think he's building on the base. You know, for so long we've heard tell that, Trump hasn't done anything to expand his base, to grow his support. And I think that on Tuesday night, that's exactly what he did. I think he expanded the base, and I think that's really why they're so upset, because you have a lot of Democrats and I think a lot of independents who are now saying to themselves, hey, you know what? Yep. He's doing a pretty good job.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you 100%. But, you know, what's really disappointing is the Republican Party. I've been independent most of my life, and I joined the Republican Party the day that Trump announced that he was going to run for president when he made that speech. And I'm Hispanic, but I'm here legally. My parents brought us here legally, so I understand the frustration with the illegal immigration. But the Republican Party is really embarrassing.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I'm embarrassed to say I'm a member of the Republican Party.
I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, you know, it's like every day you see these people and they show themselves to be what they truly are. And I couldn't agree with you more. There are times when I say this all the time, I can't stand the Republican Party. I hate them. And you're right. It's almost embarrassing to say, oh, I'm a Republican. You're right.
I mean, George Bush, what is he doing? He's an idiot. No one is saying that Trump is against the press. That is not what Trump's complaining about. That's not his grievances. He's complaining about the dishonesty.
Well, right. Well, look, remember, Trump threatens the Republican establishment. George W. is part of the Republican establishment. And remember, he basically vanquished the Bushies and the Clintons and the Obamas when he won. So they're still pissed off about it. Let's be honest. That's what's going on here. They're neocons, and they're angry that Trump has basically taken over. It's been a takeover of the Republican Party by Donald Trump, a hostile takeover. So
yeah,
that's why they're pissed off.
Another guy I don't understand this is Kevin McCarthy guy. What is he doing?
Oh,
what
I
are
agree.
These guys doing? Anyhow,
I agree. No, you're right.
Awesome, Edward.
Thank you. And, you know, it's funny, Kevin McCarthy, it's funny you mentioned that, because if you noticed the other night, he was, like, hanging out with Trump the whole time. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't. But he's the big mouth guy who said that the investigations on the Clintons was just a prop or a dog and pony show. I don't know if you recall.
I do. I remember that. I remember that. And since then, he's kind of been underground since then. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand what the hell is going on up there.
Well, it's D.C., dude. It's, these people have a very long-standing hold on, D.C., the donor class, the consultants, everything. It's what Donald Trump always talked about throughout the campaign. It's what we've always talked about. And that is, look, he's going to drain the swamp, and the swamp doesn't want to go away. And so that's what's going on.
You're right. All right, yeah. Sir. Thank you so much.
All right, yeah, no problem. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. Look, that's the bottom line here. Is and you know, the caller is so right. I gotta say, and I've been thinking the same thing the last few days. And by the way, that it's interesting he mentioned Kevin McCarthy because I was thinking the same thing. And this is he was hanging out. It's funny because as Trump was coming in the other night, I noticed he's like hanging out with them, right? And I was like, oh wow, there's that Kevin McCarthy guy. I haven't seen him for a while since the little faux pas there. I haven't seen the guy. It's like he's been underground, but all of a sudden he emerges with Trump. To act like he's like buddy-buddy with Trump and then stabs him in the back. All these people, just so you know, and I've said this many times, it's very easy now to tell the good guys from the bad guys. It's simple. Okay? And I've said this for a while now. Trump, the beauty of Trump was he exposed everyone. Whether it was the establishment of the parties, whether it was the media, the donor class, whatever it was, he exposed them all to everyone to see. And he said out loud, the emperor has no clothes, people. And that was the beauty of Donald Trump. Again, whether it was the media or whatever it was. But the Republican Party, I want people to understand something. The Republican Party is just as bad. Actually, let me correct that. They are worse than the Democrat Party. They're worse than the Democrat Party. That's why I would say Fox News is worse than CNN. Democrat Party, they're, look, at least you know that they're the enemy. At least I know CNN's the enemy. But these Republicans, like the John McCain's, the Lindsey Graham's, the Marco Rubio, this guy Kevin McCarthy, go on and on. Joe Manchin is more of a friend to Donald Trump than Lindsey Graham and John McCain. I mean, understand what's going on. It's very, very clear. Because, you know, before it was kind of blurred. You know, you didn't really know. It was like a Jedi mind trick before. Now we know. Now we know. You've been exposed. You've been exposed. You've been exposed. And this is going to go on. This is going to continue to go on. This is going to be the reoccurring narrative. I'm going to have tons and tons and tons of material. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg with D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day. A.K. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off power. My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I...
There is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of this campaign, what will you do?
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I didn't have not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
Oh, that's Senator Al Franken. every time I hear that, Senator Al Franken, come on, he's Stuart Smalley. Okay. The ladies on The View, though, and this is, again, this is the kind of stuff that pisses me off because, again, the ladies on The View, I expect this. So there was Whoopi and Sonny Hochstein and Jedediah Bela. By the way, Jedediah Bela, I am so disappointed with her. And I guess that's what you got to do. You got to sell out, whether it's Nicole Wallace, it's another conservative, or David Brooks, or David Frum, or any of these other haters that call themselves Republicans. Okay. Anyway, I want you to listen to this. Here's Whoopi Goldberg. Okay?
Uh-huh. So now.
Democrats are calling for Sessions to resign. Some Republicans want him to recuse himself from investigations into what? Russia's campaign involvement. So does he have to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Jedediah Bielik going, yeah, he's got to go. Really? Jedediah? Nice. I guess, you know, you're picking up that paycheck, so you got to say that. Fake. Listen. He's got to go. Now, listen to Sunny Hochstein. She actually is a voice of reason on The View for now.
I don't know that he was a part of the campaign, right? So there's that technicality. But I
hints of impropriety.
There's the
is
hint
there.
Why
not just say that then? Say, you know, I did have communications with Russia, but not
that
in a campaign.
Been answering the
campaign.
Question. The question was,
well, you could give
that
extra information.
Part of the campaign.
Why
so I don't know that he was misleading under oath.
First of all, no lawyer gives extra information, dummy.
But I do think that he has to recuse himself from any and all investigations.
But I do think, Sonny, the second
lying.
All right. He's a liar! He's a liar! He's a liar! He lied. Oh. Okay. So he said now he's going to recuse himself, right? From any investigation into Russia. There isn't going to be an investigation into Russia. Okay? Number one. I want you to listen to Van Jones, though, because, again, for the second day in a row now, Van Jones makes sense here, okay? I'm starting to all of a sudden have a like man crush on Van Jones, okay? So he's talking about how, look, liberals are doing themselves a great misservice here and are about to become exiled into the world of being irrelevant. I want you to listen to this exchange here with, I think this is Anderson Cooper, right? Yeah, Anderson Cooper on CNN. Here we go. All right.
It's interesting, though. You know, Steve Bannon made a lot of news when he said in some interview that, you know, the media should, I don't know if he said shut up or close their mouths or whatever it was, stop talking. That got a lot of attention. The other part of the thing he said, which didn't get a lot of attention, was that so many people got it wrong during the election that the people in the media need to listen more.
Yes.
I actually think that's very true. I think it's something you've been doing a lot of, going out on the road, listening to people with your town halls, messy truth. Is that something... I mean, that seems like an echo of that message to liberals. You're saying they need to listen more to what's actually going on out there.
Hey, listen, because of the messy...
Please do not listen. Okay? Please keep doing what you're doing. You're doing just fine. But anyway, the voice of reason now is Van Jones. Okay? That's the voice of reason for the Democrat Party now. This is, by the way, this guy's literally a card... caring member of the American Communist Party. I'm not kidding when I say that. Okay, listen.
Booth, I've been able to go out there. I've been in all the swing states. I was just down in Arizona, and I'm starting to hear a little bit more of what the people who like Trump get. I think the liberals are doing this thing of saying, we are going to put him on trial about protocol and politeness. There's a protocol for talking to journalists, and he's not doing it. And for judges, and for spies, and for the... And we're going to put him on trial about protocol and politeness. He is running a movement based on pride and prosperity. It's a completely different appeal. And so... that, I think, creates this you know, this mess where the liberals are out there protesting and the independents are moving his way. And then, guess what? It's even worse than that. He may take the protocol card away. He may actually start following the protocol. So then the liberals are going to get beaten, not just because we can't compete with him on pride and prosperity, but we can't just demonize him on protocol. And I've been screaming about Trump for 2 years. I don't think liberals understand him. And once again, I think liberals are in grave danger of missing the whole plot until it's too late.
Well, not only that, not only are liberals missing it, also, Republicans are missing it. Republicans that are in D.C., the inside the Beltway Republicans, are missing it as well. It's again, and I say this almost every day. But it's like every single day they reinforce this. Whether it's the media, whether it's the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. How do you not get this guy? I don't get how you don't get it. That's what I don't get. How do you not get this? Seriously. How does the intelligentsia of Washington not get it? How are you so stupid to not get this? It's so easy to get. It's so easy to get. We got it right away. I got it as soon as he came down that escalator. Like the caller before, he said I became a Republican the day he came down that escalator, Hispanic guy. He got it. He got it right away. I don't understand how you don't get it. That's what I don't get. Van Jones gets it. He's about the only one of the Democrats. It's like the same, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, you know? It's like Russia, 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 Russia. That's the best you can come up with? Really? Russia? It hasn't worked now for like almost a year. And you're going to we'll just talk about Russia. He made an amazing speech. Hey, let's talk about Russia. I guess because people are so stupid, they're just going to, are they going to eat it up? Russia. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Show 877-317-6432 is the number here. I want to get to this story. This is the Daily Mail. Exclusive article here. Barack Obama's close confidant, Valerie Jarrett, has moved into his new D.C. home, which is now the nerve center for their plan to mastermind the insurgency against President Trump. This is outrageous story. We had a caller mention it earlier, and I just hadn't gotten to it yet, but I wanted to. So, according to this Daily Mail article, Obama's goal is to oust Trump from the presidency, either by forcing his resignation or through his impeachment, a family friend tells the DailyMail.com. Apparently, Valerie Jarrett has moved into the 8,300 square foot, $5.3 million Colorama mansion to work closely with the former president and Muchel. Recall that Valerie lived in the White House, dined with the Obamas, and helped shape his domestic and foreign policy. Eric Holder said this. He's coming and he's ready to roll. So let me get this straight. You've got a former president actively involved in trying to oust the current president. This is some banana republic third world stuff. I mean, it's... Think about it for a minute. It's outrageous. I've never heard of such a thing in my life. And then you've also got, I find it interesting that you've got, of course, W now that has come out and felt the need to go after Trump. Again, it's very clear to you. You know what? It is very clear now who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. And if you don't understand that and you don't see it, then I can't help you. Okay? Seriously. The Bushies, the Clintons, the Obamas, they all suck. Okay? And look, 5-6 years ago, I wouldn't have said all this. And I wish, honestly, and I've said this many times to people personally, I wish I didn't know so much. I know too much. I wish I was back in the days where I thought that, George W. was okay. No! They're all scumbags. Straight up. So, Mr. Obama has now turned his new home in the posh Colorama section into the nerve center for the insurgency against our president. I mean, I don't care what political party you belong to, or you think you belong to a certain political party. This is outrageous. Outrageous that you have a former president whose stated goal is to oust the current president either by forcing his resignation or through his impeachment. That's what this is all. By the way, I know that I spent the show talking about this goofy Russian thing, but it's to illustrate a larger point here, and that is that the story here, and you should understand this, the story is that this is coming from Obama. This is a fake story being generated by Obama and his minions and his shadow government. And it is outrageous. This is third world crap. This is what they do in third world countries. This is banana republic stuff. Okay? According to a family source, Obama was at first reluctant to assume the role of leader of the opposition. No longer the most powerful man in the world, he was just observing Trump and not liking what he saw, said the source. This is a Daily Mail article. He was weary and burned out after 8 years in office, but Valerie convinced him that he didn't have any choice if he wanted to save his legacy. And as usual, he bowed to Valerie's political wisdom and advice. By the way, I love how the media is so concerned about Steve Bannon, but they never mention Valerie Jarrett, right? By the way, right? It goes on to say, after Obama left office, Jarrett moved all her White House belongings into the Colorama mansion. There was never any doubt that Valerie would have a suite of rooms in the house that the Obamas are renting, said the source. Obama trusts her judgment more than any other person on the planet, as does Michelle. This is weird. Okay? Michelle and Valerie are changing their minds many times about colors, carpets, wallpaper, furnishings, and art. According to the source, Michelle and Valerie have big plans for traveling and shopping as well as strategizing over Trump. Huh. This is a weird deal, this threesome here. I mean, think about it for a second. They are, it's said that they're as thick as thieves. And that Valerie Jarrett, when she lived at the White House, apparently she lived at the White House. That's just bizarro. She lived at the White House. That she would dine with the Obamas practically every night. This is a weird threesome, I'm telling you. That's what's going on here, man. Very, very strange. Very, very, very strange. Aside from the fact that this is really weird, okay, that they are literally they're shacking up together. I mean, they're shacking up together. You got Valerie Jarrett Michelle Obama and Barack Hussein living together. Okay, this is, it's weird. I'm sorry. Who does that? I mean, I guess even try to save money, or, you know, you're living to, you move to D.C. and you're an intern and you're trying to save money. These people have all the money in the world, but they're choosing to live together. That in and of itself is bizarro world. And then you add in the fact that, is this normal behavior here for adults? And the fact that you have this shadow government. And besides, by the way, the media thinks this is just awesome. They're like, oh yeah, great. It's part of the opposition. Love it. Awesome. Imagine if, for instance, George W. had decided he was going to stay behind. Of course, he wouldn't, because, you know, they're all part of the same cabal, all of them. But think about this. A former president staying in D.C. just to stick it to the new guy. And yet, nobody's saying a word. Yeah, it's okay. No problem. All right, I'm out of time for the day. Check out the website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege, truly, to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you are entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.